Good evening and welcome to the Buck Stops here. I'm Vishnu Shaw. We've got a power-packed program for you, three big debates. The first one, you've heard it before, but unfortunately you may have to hear it again. The Bharat Mata Ki Jai debate is back. That's because Baba Ramdev, somebody the Haryana government wanted to give the rank of a cabinet minister, somebody who's been a brand ambassador for Haryana, has now said that had it not been for the law, he would have been okay with thousands of heads being hacked if people refused to say Bharat Mata Ki Jai. Is this not a direct effort at inciting violence? Also on the program today, it's a historic day for Jammu and Kashmir, the first woman chief minister of the state. Mehbooba Mufti is now in office, but there are inherent contradictions in the alliance between the BJP and the PDP. Dr. Farooq Abdullah and Amitabh Mattu join us in a face-off to look at the prospects of this government lasting its full term. And finally, on this program, the Panama Papers. What are they all about? They're supposed to be the biggest bit of investigation that has been done by journalists, hundreds of them around the world. What exactly do the Panama Papers reveal? Are we talking at evading the law through the creation of offshore companies, or just stretching the law a little bit? Or is this really a misplaced bit of investigation? That's what we'll be looking at on this program. But first, let's take a look at this controversial soundbite from Baba Ramdev.
कोई आदमी जो भी खड़ा होकर के जो भी कहकर के खड़ा हो जाता है बोल मैं भारत माता की जय नहीं बोल रहा मुझे मेरी गर्दन काट लो अरे इस देश में कानून है निर्भरता नहीं है कि क्या हम तो लाखों की गर्दन काट सकते हैं लेकिन इस देश के कानून का सम्मान करते हैं इतने ऐसे खड़ा होकर के बोल दे ये इसलिए भूतंगों के हौसले बुलंद हो जाते हैं हम इस देश के कानून और संविधान का सम्मान करते हैं नहीं तो कोई भारत माता का अपमान करे एक नहीं हम हजारों लाखों के शीश का दर्द करने का सामर्थ्य है
Mr. GVL Narasimha Rao, let me ask you this. Baba Ramdev is close to the BJP at the centre, also at the state. Can you as a party distance yourself from the remarks that he has made?
Vishnu, I'm not a spokesperson for Patanjali. I wish you had called somebody from there. We believe that chanting Bharat Mata Ki Jai is a way of paying respects to your motherland. We would certainly want everyone to pay their respect to the motherland.
No, but the remarks
but
specifically
at the same
made
time,
by
we
Baba
do not
Ramdev.
Believe. Okay, I think we do as a party, we do not support any form of violence. In a democracy, there is no scope for any form of violence. But you have to see the kind of provocations that you have had in the recent weeks. I think, unfortunately, you seem to have...
So he was provoked enough to say that had it not been for the law, we would have cut off the heads of thousands of people. Is there any provocation big enough to justify that remark?
Vishnu, this is quite unlike Baba Ramdev. I think we have heard him for a very long time. It's quite unlike him. But I think the kind of provocation that you have seen in the recent weeks.
So Darul you can be Ulum provoked enough to be making these remarks.
And makes it a religious. Saying. Makes. Come again?
So basically, what you're saying is that if you're provoked enough, it is okay for you to see these. It is okay for you to make these remarks.
I am not justifying anything, but I think media should also not be selective. You should look at the way some community organizations,
yes,
religious organizations have issued fatwa.
100%.
Please do not black out such information.
Let me interrupt you once again just to say the point that you are making. And I agree with you, GVL Narasimha Rao, 100%. I think the fatwa issued by the Deoband school is deeply regressive. And that fatwa says that if you don't say... If you say Bharat Mata Ki Jai, there is a fatwa against you. That is completely regressive. But do you not therefore, sir, by the same token, GVL Narasimha Rao, think the statement made by Baba Ramdev is deeply regressive?
I stated that upfront.
You are saying that he was provoked. You are saying that he was provoked.
No. I think you have to see... You have to see this in context.
Okay.
But what he had said is quite not acceptable in a democracy. We do not really subscribe to anyone calling for violence in any under any provocation or situation. But I am just narrating a situation, a background, which could have prompted him to make this statement. Nevertheless, we do not support any statement.
This was a statement with the Himachal Pradesh governor apparently over there as well. I believe the HP governor may even, and I would stand corrected on this, but he was certainly there in that spot. Perhaps he was on the dais, on the stage as well when this remark was made. He didn't think twice about making these remarks. Khushbu, doesn't the Congress party also find itself in a somewhat dodgy situation? Just a few days back in the Maharashtra Assembly, when there was this intense debate on Bharat Mata Ki Jai being said, you actually joined the BJP, you joined the Shiv Sena in condemning journalists, former journalists, and now politicians like Imtiaz Jaleel and MIM leaders over there, Asaduddin Owaisi, when they refused to say Bharat Mata Ki Jai, and Waris Pathan as well. So it's a double standard, isn't it, even for the Congress party?
No, it's not a double strategy. It's just that unfortunately we have reached a situation in the last 22 months where we are, after almost 70 years of independence, we are still discussing whether it's Bharat Mata Ki Jai or Vande Mataram, or it is Mera Hindustan Mahan or Mera Hindustan Zindabad or Marade Vatan. We are still discussing that. It's really, really shameful that we have reached a situation under the governing body of Mr. Modi, BJP, in the last 22 months. Now, coming to this, I think it's very... I don't know why we have reached a situation that where we say that until unless you say Bharat Mata Ki Jai, you are not a nationalist. You are
therefore,
not
the
Hindustani.
MLAs
you're
in the Maharashtra Assembly, who actually said this, Khushbu, Congress MLAs, they were wrong, right? Say that on record. They were wrong.
No, they were not wrong. It's just that what Mr. G.V.L. Narasimha Rao said very, very nicely, defending Baba Ramdev, saying that he was provoked and immediately putting the issue on as to what the urban school said about the fatwa. Both the issues are regressive. Nothing is progressive. Everything is regressive here. We need to look at the progressive country. We have to look forward. We have to look in the front. We have to say as to what is going to take the India forward. We have heard songs. Sare jahan se achha Hindustan hamara, hum bulbule hain iski ye gulistan hamara. I mean, what are we saying? Mazhab nahi sikhata aapas mein bair rakhna. Hindvi hai hum, vatan hai Hindustan hamara. This is what we have been taught in school. And what are we doing today? Why are we allowing mazhab? Why are we allowing religion? Why are we allowing that only if you say Bharat Mata Ki Jai, you are an Indian? If you say Marde Vatan, you are not an Indian. If you say Jai Hind, you are an Indian. If you say something else, you are not an Indian. I mean, it's a complete crap. Come on, where are we going?
GVL Narasimha Rao, you wanted to come
why
in?
Why are we discussing this?
No, the
why are we discussing this?
So, Khushbu, we are discussing it today because somebody has threatened violence. That's why we are discussing it today.
Absolutely,
I cannot agree more with you that we need to be discussing so much about development.
No, we are discussing. I'm glad we're discussing, but you know, unfortunately, we have people from different walks of life. If probably a certain crowd looks up to them, and then you have people like them coming up and saying in public, you know, like if law would have allowed us, we would have chopped up their heads.
GVL Narasimha Rao has a point before I go across to my other panelists. Yes, Mr. GVL Narasimha Rao. Yes.
Yeah, I think the Congress spokesperson, Ms. Khushbu, is trying to simply deflect attention from the manner that the Congress party and Rahul Gandhi stood with people who raised anti-national slogans. They supported,
please,
they
Mr.
take
Jibir
one stand inside Maharashtra
let's
Assembly. They
then,
take
no,
a,
no, no, no,
they
no,
take
please,
a, please let
Maharashtra
me, I did not interrupt you.
If you're, I did not interrupt you, please.
Khushbu, one moment, let him make his point. I'll let you counter it. Let him make his point, I'll let you counter it. Khushbu, one moment, Mr. G.V.L. Narasimha Rao, yes.
No, I agree. I think 7 decades after independence, we have to debate these issues. I think Mother India should come naturally to everyone. And if someone does not raise a slogan, that's not objectionable. But for people to openly say that we do not want to say Bharat Mata Ki Jai, for people to make provocative statements, for people to link it to religion, we would consider that an insult to the motherland. It's certainly an attempt to fan anti-national sentiments. I think that's what we are objecting to.
Khushbu, you are being accused of fanning anti-national sentiment.
I think anybody who stands against BJP is anti-national, according to the BJP. Now, let me come to Mr. G.V.L. Narasimha's point. I think what Mr. Rahul Gandhi did, it takes a lot of courage and guts to stand by the students and say that people who do speak against the ruling governing body of this country are anti-nationalist. I think you need a lot of guts, and Mr. Rahul Gandhi has the guts and has that courage to do so. Now, coming to him, Mr. G.V.L. Narasimha Rao, Bharat Mata Ki Jai does not say that I'm patriotic. If I say Mera Bharat Mahan, Mera Hindustan Mahan, Hindustan Zindabad, that also means I'm patriotic. And why is it that everybody, why is it that everybody has to chant something to prove their patriotism or their nationalism? It's there within us. We all are taught in school. Jana Gana Mana is a national anthem, and today you have somebody coming up and saying Vande Mataram should be the national anthem. What are we trying to do to these people? Change the entire scenario of this country? What are we going and what are we looking at?
Okay,
let's have the courage to have a clear debate.
Professor Rakesh Sinha, come in over here. Where does the RSS stand on this issue? You have organic links with Baba Ramdev at one level. Will you come out and condemn this remark, this call for violence almost?
Now, first thing, I would like to quote RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat Ji. He categorically said that discourse should be a democratic. It is a narrative of nationalism. And what? Why RSS intervened in that narrative? Because the JNU incident we have seen. We have also seen that Sitaram Yechury to Sonia Gandhi, all of them stood for those people who said Pakistan Jindabad or Bharat ke honge tukri
the side. No, I don't think they supported that statement at all.
This was indirectly supporting those people who are...
Sonia Gandhi was endorsing people who stood up for
today
Pakistan
and they
stood for
BJP,
for those people who were protecting those slogan raisers. Let me complete my point. You can contest me. Second thing is that RSS wants a democratic discourse on Bharat Mata. Bharat Mata is not an empty slogan. There is a land, people and culture. There are certain people who consider land and people, but they say they don't have the concern for history. We have the legacy of the thousands of years. That is intellectual and cultural legacies. And that is Bharat Mata. And one thing, Vishnu, the slogan...
So you disagree with Nehru of Bharat Mata?
No, the slogan of Bharat Mata has not originated in RSS headquarters. In 1857, the Red Fort, the last Mughal emperor, raised the first slogan, the Bharat Mata Ki Jai. Abul Kalam Azad raised...
No, but Bharat Mata, in your definition, and the definition of the RSS refers to what? It refers to India within her boundaries? It refers to the idea of India? What does it refer to?
Idea of India is not merely subjective. It is also objective. That is land,
objective in what?
Land, people and our culture.
Yes.
All three things constitute Bharat Mata. You can figure Bharat Mata as a woman. You can figure Bharat Mata as Mahatma Gandhi inaugurated a temple in 1936. That is the map of India. So you can raise slogan. My question is that those who are saying that they will not raise the Bharat Mata slogan, this means they are rejecting the entire legacy of the freedom movement. You see, Nehru has written one sub chapter in Discovery of India on what is the significance of Bharat Mata Ki Jai. So Bharat Mata Ki Jai is not the monopoly. I am saying as a RSS man, Bharat Mata Ki Jai is not the monopoly of the RSS. I mean, Arvind Kejriwal in his...
Bharat Mata Ki Jai is not the monopoly of anybody, right?
That's why I say...
Right. So therefore, why should anybody assume it is a monopoly of them by insisting that others say...
Vishnu, when Ovesi said that I would not say Bharat Mata Ki Jai at any cost, there must be some region that is the Muslim League's stand in pre-partisan days.
Rana Ayub, you've been waiting very patiently. Come into this debate. There doesn't seem to be very much of a divergence on what
Vishnu,
Bharat Mata
good
Ki...
To see, yes. It's good to see Rakesh Sinha of the RSS endorsing Jawaharlal Nehru.
Yes, it's a bit of a first, I must say. Professor Sinha, you would have surprised many.
It's a bit of a, Mr. Sinha has surprised all of us and pleasantly surprised at that. So between BJP and the RSS and the Congress, I'm confused as citizen of India as to where does my patriotism stand. If I refuse to say Bharat Mata Ki Jai and if I say Jai Hind or Sare Jahan Se Acha, does that make me less patriotic by the standard or benchmark or any of
No, but Rana, flip the argument. Flip the argument around. But a lot of people, why are they being diffident? Why don't they just say Bharat Mata Ki Jai? It sounds lovely. It sounds wonderful. I'm sure everybody would agree.
Right. But what?
So
but
let me
let
say Hindustan
on the other side.
Absolutely. They all sound wonderful.
Argument and say
so,
why do
so
I
why
need
not say
to
It's an ego. So this, Rana, this boils down to an ego issue. This boils down to an ego battle at one level.
No, it's not an ego issue. It's not an ego issue. By that yastic Vishnu, then every religion, then every political party with any religious affiliation will stand up and say, okay, why don't you chant Allahu Akbar? Because that is not a clarion call.
No, this
that
is not.
But is this, Rana, really?
No, I have religious ones.
Rana, I know it's being made into a religious issue, but you really think that?
Rana, one quick question.
One sec, Professor. Let us finish.
Jai, can I, Vishnu, just one point. Bharat Mata ki Jai is the same as Jai Hind. So I do not understand why should anybody in this country be forced to say something which is
so
not in the body of the Indian
Rana, you raised the very right, you have put up your point.
Listener,
I have just a counter argument. According to you, Bharat Mata
Rana, I'll come back to you.
Bharat Mata ki Jai and Jai Hind, both are the same. Then why you are avoiding Bharat Mata ki Jai? What are the reasons? I just want 1, 2, 3 reasons.
So why not Jai?
Is it a religious context? In a religious context?
Why not Jai?
It is a communal context, or it is something. It is something.
But Khushbu, no one is denying.
It is something.
Where is BJP ideology or politics involved?
The other,
Bharat Mata ki Jai, Jai Hind, Sare Jai.
So no one says anything about that.
We accept every slogan. So we don't exclude any slogan. You are excluding. I am saying the slogans are inclusive. All slogans are inclusive. Bharat Mata ki Jai is first among equals. All slogans are equals.
Okay. You made an important point. Bharat Mata ki Jai, you believe, is the first slogan among equals.
First slogan among equals.
So therefore, all right, respond to that. Rana
Ayub. Bharat Mata ki Jai, it will go beyond this.
That's the problematic thing, according to many people. Why should anybody say that this is the first among equals? They are all equal. Yes. Nobody is first, nobody is second. They're all slogans, and they're all patriotic.
This is courageous. I'm telling you. Other slogans.
I want to make one point.
Rana, let me.
Rana, half a second.
Just
Rana, half a
30
second.
Other slogans have come up during the historical process. But Bharat Mata ki Jai is a concept of Mother India. This is a concept of Indian nationalism. If you are rejecting that concept, that's fine.
No, but then nobody is rejecting.
No,
that.
If you are rejecting, if you are not rejecting Bharat Mata, mother and
by
their children, this is the relationship
Sinha,
between Bharat Mata.
In
the Indian tradition, the land is considered as mother. Land is considered
okay,
Veda. Veda. Land is considered.
Rana Ayub first, and Khushbu, I'll come to you next. Rana Ayub, go ahead.
You know what, Rakesh Sinha, it's not about Bharat Mata ki Jai per se. It's about this entire, forceful argument. Because it will not stop at this. It does not stop at Bharat Mata ki Jai. And let me tell you, Inqilab Zindabad is also a slogan from the freedom movement.
So we say Inqilab Zindabad, every political party says Inqilab Zindabad. This is the most famous slogan. Nobody says if there is a demonstration,
brilliant,
I will be the first person to raise this slogan in Club
Zindabad.
I just say, why don't you include Bharat Mata ki Jai in your curriculum? In your curriculum, in your narrative, Bharat Mata ki Jai is a communal. Just tell me.
One second, Rana, Professor Sinha, one moment. Khushbu, you had a point before I go back to GBL Narasimha Rao. Khushbu, go ahead, yes.
Your misplaced concerns and false equivalence is responsible that today, in today's day and age, the country is discussing patriotism rather than the black money issue, rather than the Panama leaks.
We are going to discuss the Panama leaks later on in this program as well, Rana. So those issues are being addressed. We are only discussing this because of this unfortunate call to violence. Khushbu, you have a point to make before I go back to Mr. GVL Narasimha Rao.
No, I do not understand why is that Bharat Mata ki Jai should be included. It's there within everyone. Patriotism is there in every Indian. Either you say Jai Hind, either you say Bharat Mata ki Jai, you say Mother Vatan, you say Sare Jahan Se Acha Hindustan Hamara. Doesn't make a difference. Everybody have their own way to show their patriotism. Why is it BJP and RSS trying to force something down the people's throat and say, no, this is what actually means that you have to say Bharat Mata ki Jai to show your patriotism. I'm patriotic. Today, if I say Jai Hind, Jai Hind, if I say Sare Jahan Se Acha Hindustan Hamara, if I say that, does that mean that I'm not an Indian? Does that mean that you're going to raise a finger
Khushbu
at my
I would suggest,
no,
I suggest you to kindly read the pre-Sonia Gandhi history of Congress, Indian National Congress. This is the most popular slogan in the Congress. So you are rejecting even your own history. Indira ji, in every meeting, you used to chant Bharat Mata Ki Jai.
No, but she's not rejecting it. She's just saying,
nobody
is rejecting
it. No, she's rejecting. She says, why Bharat Mata Ki Jai?
GVL Narasimha Rao, quickly come in, sir. Quickly come in, sir. GVL Narasimha Rao, your last point. Your last point. Before I read out what Nehru actually said. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
We are all proud Indians.
Vishnu, I think we are so happy that the discourse in this country has changed over the past 2 months. 2 months ago, people felt it was freedom of speech to hail Pakistan Jindabad and to say Bharat ki Barbadi. And today, you have people chanting different slogans for hailing Mother India. We have no problem if people want to say Jai Hind, Hindustan, everything is fine. But only the only objection that we have is for people who are criticizing.
Bharat Mata Ki Jai, your point is completely taken.
If anyone does,
I accept the point that you're trying to make.
Mr. GVL Narasimha Rao, I challenge you if you make Mehbooba Mufti say Bharat Mata Ki Jai.
The ruling party in this country, Mr. GVL Narasimha, as a member of the ruling party of this country, you should have outright condemned Baba Ramdev's statement.
In fact, Mr. GVL Narasimha Rao, that's my last question. Okay, Rana, one moment. Rana, we are out of time now. Khushbu, may I please ask the two of you to just bear with me for a moment. Mr. GVL Narasimha Rao, there is an ex-Congress leader who has gone to the police, a former Congress minister, Subhash Batra. He submitted a complaint and to the police. He says if an FIR isn't lodged, he threatens to go to court perhaps tomorrow as well. On what Baba Ramdev has said, do you endorse what this Congress leader, this former Congress leader is doing in Haryana?
I think everyone is out to get some publicity out of it. I think I have made my position clear right at the beginning, but we do not support any kind of anyone mileage. Preaching violence. We have, let me say this, we have great regard for Baba Ramdev. But this sentence, this statement suggesting any form of violence is something is quite unlike Baba himself.
All right, unlike him, he said it nonetheless. Should action be taken for inciting violence? That's the question.
Vishnu, Vishnu, can I just ask Mas one question?
Yes.
Would Mr. GVL Narasimha have the same regard for Rasi? One second, Rana.
I was letting Khushbu ask a question and you piped in with yours. Rana, bear with me, please. Let Khushbu. Yes.
GVL Narasimha Rao, sir, just a minute. I challenge BJP if they would ask Mehbooba Mufti and PDP to say Bharat Mata Ki Jai. Let's see if they have the guts to tell her to chant those words.
What if she did turn around and said Bharat Mata Ki Jai? What would you say then?
Please ask Sonia Gandhi to chant Bharat Mata Ki Jai. The nation wants to hear it from Sonia Gandhi first.
Agreed. Okay, you, I'd like to let's end this debate over here.
Rahul Gandhi
issue of
doing
what did Jawaharlal Nehru actually have to say? I found Professor Sinha's remarks to be quite interesting. I just want, as we wrap up this debate, I want to read out what he said when he was asked about Bharat Mata Ki Jai. He said the mountains and the rivers of India and the forests and the broad fields which give us food were all dear to us, but what counted ultimately were the people like them and me who were spread out over this vast land. Bharat Mata, Mother India, was essentially these millions of people, and victory to her meant victory to these people. You are part of this Bharat Mata, and this idea slowly soaked into their brains. He was talking about people he was addressing. These are very noble thoughts. These thoughts of India, of nationalism, of patriotism, frankly go beyond words. They go beyond one slogan or the other. We can debate these words, but let's not call for violence in trying to prove our patriotism or our nationalism. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. It's a historic day in Jammu and Kashmir today, with the first woman chief minister of the state being sworn in along with her council of ministers. For Mehbooba Mufti, it's going to be a huge task ahead after the loss of her father, and also considering the nature of the alliance with the BJP. The big question is this. Yes, there are internal differences between the BJP and the PDP. Will this government actually last its course? Joining us for more on that, Amitabh Mattu, the PDP leader, and also with us, the former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister, Dr. Farooq Abdullah. I'd like to thank both of you very much for joining us. Dr. Mattu, let me come to you first. At the very onset, in as much as today was a positive day for Jammu and Kashmir, the first woman chief minister being sworn in the state, it was also didn't go all that well for you with Tariq Kara, the MP from Srinagar, having actually decided to not appear because he felt that his selection of ministers was not being respected by Mehbooba Mufti. Isn't that a problem right off the top?
I think, first of all, Vishnu, you have to recognize that today is a historic day, not just because you have the first woman chief minister, but because you have also set into motion the process of reconciliation, which was Mufti Sahab's vision and which was reflected in the agenda for alliance. Obviously, in any political party, there are going to be differences. Some people may not agree with the position. But ultimately, that's the beauty of our democracy, beauty of having inter-party democracy and allowing people to vent their views. So I think I wouldn't read too much. What I think is to focus on the important part that this is a way of trying to ensure reconciliation between the three regions of the state and also a broader reconciliation across the region. And I'm very glad that Dr. Farooq Saab, for whom I've had a great deal of respect, was there at the swearing-in. That's the kind of generosity that we need to see in politics, whether in Jammu and Kashmir or in the rest of the country.
Dr. Farooq Abdullah, you have, of course, always been a very generous man. That goes almost without saying in your case. But, sir, from the bottom of your heart, sir, and I don't speak as a politician, speak from the bottom of your heart, do you really see this government lasting its entire term? Because the internal differences, some would say, are just too big, too fundamental.
Well, let me first wish her best of luck. I hope she succeeds in the mission that she has taken on her shoulders. This state is a very difficult state to govern. You have three distinct regions, and distinct regions have different aspirations, and to come up to their aspirations is not going to be very easy. But all the same, I wish her luck, I wish her best of wishes, and I hope that she will be able to bridge the gaps that exist between these three regions, that she'll be able to unite the Muslims, the Hindus, the Buddhists, the Sikhs, the Christians that live in the state. And I hope that she's able to bind Kashmir, Jammu and Ladakh together, which is very important for the existence of the state.
Dr.
Differences,
Matu,
as
yes.
Mr. Matu said,
yes,
are in a party, and those the existence will always be there. How she'll meet them, time alone will show. Whether those will become big, will become small, or they will threaten her government, that time only can show.
Dr. Amitabh Mattu, one of the big issues that the PDP has always raised is its concerns about the Armed Forces Special Powers Act. And initially the plan was in your common minimum program to reduce the number of disturbed areas so that AFSPA could be removed. But given this new wave of militancy that one sees on the ground, is it fair to state that the PDP's basic demand that AFSPA goes, one of its basic demands, is just not realistic given the security situation on the ground?
You know, first of all, it's day one, Vishnu, so one shouldn't begin by addressing the most controversial or the issues that people have differences over. I think what is the basic message of the agenda for alliance is safety, security, prosperity for the people of the three regions. And once, if you can ensure safety and security, then it's a question of how do you create those conditions. And I think at this moment, we should now focus on the agenda for alliance, the letter and spirit and the implementation of the agenda for alliance in terms of both governance, economic issues and the larger political issues, rather than get into issues which can immediately create controversies. I don't believe that one should sensationalize issues. Rather than that, I think what we need to do is try and reflect on what can be done, what should be done and how it can be done most effectively.
Dr.
And frankly speaking, yes. I think there's a moment of broader reconciliation here. As I said, I'm delighted that Dr. Saab and Umar Saab came there. I'm surprised that the Congress leadership wasn't present there. But I just hope that we can arrive at a broader consensus. I mean, every political party is in the business of winning political power. But apart from that, there should be a kind of minimum consensus about what we can all do together.
But Dr. Mattu, you've definitely evaded the question. We all have nothing but the best wishes for any government in Jammu and Kashmir. But there is a lot of emotion and there is a lot of public anger as far as AFSPA is concerned. People want to know off the top, off the bat, what are you going to do to get rid of AFSPA? And my question to you was simple. The ground reality for security, very difficult. Tougher than it was a year back. Tougher than it was 2 years back. You want to get rid of AFSPA. Realistically, how can you ensure security?
Do you answer my question yourself, Vishnu? I'm not trying to evade the question at all. I said I don't want to get into an issue on which you can start off by not bridging differences but creating greater differences. Okay. The agenda for alliance is quite clear that there needs to be a review, but I'm not evading at all. I'm not going to answer that question because okay. I'm not in a position to answer that question right away.
Dr. Abdullah, there was a very long wait of several weeks before Mehbooba Mufti finally decided she was ready to take oath and become chief minister. At that stage, it appeared that perhaps the alliance was all but over. And there are some who say that she has been able to extract some concessions, something extra from the prime minister. But there is still no word of what that may be. Do you think Mehbooba Mufti needs to be clear about that meeting with the prime minister and what exactly it achieved?
I think in the assembly, when the session is called, the opposition will ask her. After all, you wasted 2.5 months in forming a government. You said you were waiting for some CBMs to come. Now, obviously, the opposition will ask her, what are those CBMs that you were given by the central government? That will be vital for her to answer. And she must prepare herself now for the assembly session where she'll have to answer what has she got in forming this government.
Dr. Mattu, can you tell us what Mehbooba Mufti has got, what she gained in terms of these confidence building measures? What assurances have you got?
Absolutely. First of all, I think every person who is concerned about Jammu and Kashmir should read the Agenda for Alliance, because it's the most comprehensive document for producing peace and prosperity over a period of 5 years now, 6 years when it was drafted. And what is confidence building and trust building measures are assurances from the highest level, which is the Prime Minister himself, that the Agenda for Alliance will be translated into reality in letter and spirit within the tenure of this government. As you know, the Honorable Chief Minister met the Prime Minister in a one-on-one meeting, and quite clearly she made up her mind to go ahead and form the government only once she was clear that the central government is going to, and the Prime Minister himself, is clear that the Agenda for Alliance is a sacred document which should be respected in both letter and spirit.
Dr. Mattu, speaking like a perfect diplomat, which at one level you are, again, definitely evading or not quite answering the full question which I'd asked you. But Farooq Saab, let me ask you this. This is an era, an age of hyper-nationalism. A lot of people would associate the BJP with a lot of this these nationalist trends. Now, Article 370 is an issue of difference between the BJP and the PDP. We've spoken about AFSPA. Mufti Saab had spoken about Insaniyat, Kashmiriyat and Jamhuriyat, which in his definition meant a dialogue with the Hurriyat Conference. This is something the BJP has had problems with in the past. These are three clear issues of potential difference. Do these not remain, sir?
I think these differences will remain. Whether there is Ms. Mufti in power or somebody else in power tomorrow, there is going to be the question of AFSPA, which is definitely one of the major problems that she'll have to face. There is definitely a problem of Article 370. BJP wants to remove it. We will not allow them to remove it at any cost. I say it very clearly and boldly. We'll rather die than see that Article 370 diluted any further. It has been diluted enough by previous governments from the Sadiq Saab's time. And I think I don't think people of Kashmir will ever allow that. Thirdly, which we must be very clear about, when Ms. Mufti went and saw the Prime Minister, she came out and she said, Oh, it has been a wonderful meeting. A lot of things have been discussed, and I cannot tell you these things because they will be declared later. Now, immediately after that statement, the RSS spokesperson, Ram Madhavji, came out with a statement that it was just a meeting where the pleasantries were exchanged and nothing was discussed. So obviously, this will be something that the opposition is going to ask her in the assembly, that you made one statement and Ram Madhavji made the other statement. Now, yep. Which is correct and what is the truth?
And
I don't think I or Amitabh Mathurji knows anything about that meeting. So don't push us to tell you what happened in that meeting.
A final question to Dr. Mattu. While Mufti Saab was seen as a reconciler at a larger level, somebody who wanted to get over differences, a consensus builder, Mehbooba Mufti at many levels is seen to be a fairly emotional leader, somebody who believes in a very strong grassroots connect, and somebody who seemed to want to try and address the issues linked to alienation, which is why a lot of people say that she is soft separatist. And therefore, isn't her political being, right, something that challenges where the BJP comes from?
No, you know, Mufti Saab, when he decided to go ahead and form a coalition with the BJP, said it was like uniting the North Pole with the South Pole. In other words, that this was, there were basic ideological differences, but if you could bridge those differences, then you could hold the state together. Because the clear fact was that a vast majority of people had voted for BJP in Jammu. You couldn't ignore Jammu's aspirations, so you had to enter into that alliance. The agenda for alliance, the document, is a document which tries to address the aspirations of all three regions. There's a clear statement that the special status of Jammu and Kashmir will not be touched. So on 370, we should be clear about that totally. Secondly, as far as Mehbooba Ji is concerned, I think that there are huge three virtues that you need to recognize. First of all, she's built the PDP from the grassroots level, step by step, brick by brick. Yes. Secondly, she's been mentored by someone who was a visionary himself and knows what it is to talk about reconciliation, the need for real democracy, the need for respecting diversity. I think these qualities, and frankly, I mean, obviously this is not a gender issue. I have two daughters. I'm blessed with two daughters, but I genuinely believe that in many ways, and it's not stereotyping gender, women can often be the most emancipated visionary leaders.
All right, I think that's a great note to end this this discussion. Let's be optimistic and let us hope that the BJP-PDP government lasts its course. And more than anything else, even if there remain differences, the fundamental issues of development on the ground, which concern millions of people and what concern people perhaps the most, are addressed. I'd like to thank both of you very much for joining us.